and so was Fart. But yeah, I got fired from Kotaku. My life has kind of been weird at the moment.
I've had
a lot of more free time. So, yeah. And yeah, I mean, part of my job actually working at Kotaku, I mean, I worked there for 4 years. Honestly, it was the best job of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, there were times, you know, there were a few times when there was some friction, some tension, like, you know, kind of disagreements with my editor, or like this, you know, seeing some problems with working with other writers. But I mean, I got to sit back for a day in my room and just type on the computer all day, like looking at things on the internet and translating stuff or whatever I was working on. And
you can do that now. You can still do that. You can just type all work, no play makes Toshi a dull boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't get paid for it, though. But
yeah, but you could get paid in pretend money.
Monopoly money, yeah.
Yeah.
If the stores accepted Monopoly money, I would do that. But yeah,
they
so...
don't.
but right now, I'm just, you know, freelancing and doing... I do have my manga translating thing. I do it every month, but yeah. But now I have a lot more free time, and actually one of the things I was starting to do over the past few months was one of the other writers, Richard, who's been on the show, part of his thing is that he covers anime, and in order to cover anime, because they have like over 50 new series every season, and he watches pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some that he'll drop, like, after, like, maybe 3 episodes or something like that. But pretty much all of them have at least, you know, 10, 11, 12 episodes. Some of them go for 26, things like that. But he'll watch all of them. And he'll write about what he can. If something's, like, just not worth it, he'll drop it. If something, like, right off the onset, like, I know what this is not what I usually, you know, interesting, this is not worth anything at all, he'll drop it, things like that. But it's an intense load. And what we'd had started doing was I would watch about half and he'd watch the other half. And so basically split things up, delegate the work, and so it would be later for him. But it meant that I was watching a shit ton of anime too.
Yeah.
And I could not watch anything else. I mean, I heard, like, really good things about, like, the new Supergirl series.
Still haven't seen.
Jessica Daredevil.
Jones?
Jessica Jones and Daredevil. I haven't seen, I couldn't watch, and both I'm really interested in. I don't know why. I mean, I've heard it's gone downhill and uphill and downhill, but I've been always interested in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Supernatural. I have not been able to watch any Western TV at all. Nothing.
But yeah. Supernatural.
I know. I know.
It's like family.
Yeah, I know. I have to.
I think it was Dean who said, like, something that, he didn't say, you don't shit on family, but it was something like that. And he also said this season, the family that showers together.
Yeah.
And then he didn't finish that sentence because Sam looked at him very weird.
they sleep.
So what are we going to talk about if we can't talk about Supernatural?
I know, I really need to catch up, but as I said, part of getting fired means I have a lot more free time now. So I've been watching Daredevil because I desperately want to watch Jessica Jones, but I want to watch Daredevil first.
Yeah.
So
Daredevil is, I think it's better made. You can listen to the review that A Bunch of Us Dead on oneofus.net.
I have it on my iPod, and I'm ready to listen anytime, but I've been avoiding, like, I've
don't listen. It's full of spoilers.
Yeah.
But the listening audience at home should listen to it.
Anyone who's already seen it or does not mind spoilers.
Yeah. But to summarize, Daredevil was better made, mm-hmm. but Jessica Jones has more to say. And Chris said that, I think, best. And so I'm just stealing his words, as I always do.
Oh, okay, so that gives me something definitely to look forward to.
Yeah.
But anyways, this is the Wayward Podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast where you talk about the Japan-centric podcast, where we talk about stuff in Japan, normally. And normally Supernatural, but...
But you haven't... have you been able to even talk about Supernatural with anybody?
No, I haven't. That's the thing. I haven't been watching it, so I've been avoiding bringing it up at all. And yeah, I need to get my fix. But
did you finish season 9?
I did not.
Or that's season 10?
No, wait. I haven't.
Oh, damn it, you need to.
Yeah.
So I'm disappointed. Much,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm about
somewhere. Bobby is crying.
But, and yes, this episode I have people have obviously recognized her voice, but I have with me
Sarah. Oh, yay. Maybe people don't recognize my voice. I'm only all over oneofus.net.
you're also the heroine of Rage Select.
I am. Yeah. I am heroine. Yeah. I mean. The heroine. Yeah. As in the heroine that everybody loves to inject in themselves.
Yeah, every time I see one of their plays, you know, Let's Plays go up that says, you know, Jeff and Sarah. Yeah, I've been watching all of those.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yes, very, yes, yeah, check, yeah, people who aren't already fans, although if anybody's listening to this, they probably are fans, but yeah, check out Rage Select. A lot of video game stuff there, and I can freely talk about and endorse them without feeling any twinge of guilt anymore.
Yeah, now you're a free man. Yep. You're like the Lone Ranger. Wait, is that how the Lone Ranger works?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know how he works.
But
you're
you're
like a Ronin. That's what you are.
Yes, a masterless. Yeah, okay. I like that analogy. I'll go with that. Speaking of samurai, kind of making a bit of a jump, but it's currently December. Excuse me. Oh, need to sneeze. Give me
bless
a sec.
You.
Matt,
let's I'll fill the air with something else. Which is what I just did.
But,
I haven't done a podcast with just one other person. Well, except for Rage Select. But that doesn't really count because the video game is basically like a co-host. But I haven't done a podcast with one other person in a long time. So I'm a little rusty.
Chris always says the 3 is the magic number, and it really does work. And if I had a choice, I would. I mean, 3 definitely. It allows 2 people to talk with the third person either looking things up or resting their voice. Or, you know, it adds a different levels of chemistry, which definitely work. Anyway, how has things been in Austin? We could say that you're in Austin now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think people could guess that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
so, I've been out of Japan now.
Yeah.
Since March.
Yeah.
Which is so weird to think. Like, it feels like Japan was another life. But it's funny. I just went to a birthday screening of... Mm-hmm. The 1995 Gamera film.
Oh, with Matt?
Yeah.
No.
With the illustrator of the Godzilla comic books for the U.S. comic books.
Yep.
Matt Frank.
Godzilla Rules of Earth.
Yeah. So he was screening Gamera. I forgot the subtitle for it, but it's the 1995 version, and it's all the cheesy, bad special effects you would expect, but the final battle in it is Gamera versus Gauss.
Mm-hmm.
Gauss is like this pterodactyl kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fighting in downtown Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, I recognize so many things. So like exposition, the like police or whoever was supposed to be talking was like, uh-huh. They've moved to Akihabara. And I'm like, oh, I know that place. Or like, they've moved to Roppongi. And I was like, oh no, they mustn't go there.
And what, you could recognize some of the shit they were blowing up and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
And then I heard, Vibration Bar. Which anyone who's been to Roppongi knows that there is a bar called Vibration Bar. And there's like a guy who stands outside trying to get people to come in. And he just says over and over again, Vibration Bar, Vibration Bar, Vibration Bar.
Oh, wow.
So Gamera did not go in Vibration Bar. But
shit.
Gamera would probably go somewhere else in Roppongi. Because Gamera is friend of children.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I made that joke.
Actually, but, speaking of that, he was actually in Japan for a couple of weeks. I actually got to see him.
Oh,
I was hoping that maybe we'd get a chance to sit down and maybe record something.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, his schedule was so tight that...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was all over the place. If anyone is friends with him on Facebook, there was like posts going up pretty much every day of just photos of all sorts of stuff, doing all sorts of different things. But he was having a blast.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to spend an afternoon together. You know, had some okonomiyaki.
Oh, nice.
Went to Akihabara and walked around, checking out.
Was Gamera there?
Toys. Yep. Checking out, well, in a very small plastic form, but there was a lot of him.
What about Gauss?
Probably in one of the books that Matt got. we had a lot of fun. I met a friend that he was staying with, Keith, and the three of us basically walked around Akihabara. And Matt's been to Japan before. This is not his first rodeo, but Keith, who is, you know, a big Tokusatsu fan and loves Japan, this was his first time here, and you know, it's something he's always been looking forward to. And it was really amazing to like see his like childlike grin and like, you know, when we're stepping out Akihabara, just like taking pictures and just like, you know, That's that kind of ideal experience you want somebody to have when they dream of going someplace and they actually get there. And it's not always that way for people. Like sometimes like, oh, okay, it's not as I expected, but no, he was ecstatic. So yeah, that was a whole lot of fun.
Oh yeah. I remember my first trip to Tokyo when I was 17 years old and I was just like, I couldn't handle it. I was so excited and just like in awe. And I remember walking around Meguro because our hotel was in Ebisu and I got a little lost and I was walking alone around Meguro and I was like, I'm going to live here one day. And now that I don't live there, I can say where I lived. I lived in Gotanda, which is one stop away from Meguro.
Yep.
So, dream accomplished.
Yay.
Now what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah, that's the hard part of life is once you achieve your dreams, you realize you don't get that the end, happy ending and credit scroll.
Yeah.
It doesn't end like that.
You got to pay rent in Gotanda and live in a shoebox,
which is
where I lived.
But sort of to derail the conversation a bit, but it is currently December, and we are looking at the upcoming release of Star Wars. Star Trek movie.
I quite do not understand what you are talking about.
Oh no, not at all. You don't have a Facebook event going up to to see Star Wars on the YouTube at all.
Or now, everybody, go on Facebook and search Go See a Star War and say that you're going to go see a Star War, because that's my Facebook event page, which I made the day they announced the release for it.
I remember that.
That, when was that? A year ago?
I think so, yeah.
I guess?
Yeah. I'm in that group. And unfortunately, I will not be able to see it on the 18th.
Oh, why not?
Well, because A, tickets went out like crazy.
Yeah.
Wildfire. I mean, it is possible. I think there still are some tickets, though not for really great seats, in some of the outlying, like, in the way, way away theaters. Which, I would rather experience the new movie in a nice theater.
Right.
And, like, in a nice seat, in a nice setting. But, and also, I'm seeing it with my girlfriend, and we are big fans of the 4DX. I mean, I've brought it up multiple times on the podcast, but where they have, like, the rumble seats.
Yeah.
And they, like, you know, they have effects, like, where they, like, you know, blow wind, spray water, things like that. And I've seen the teaser. I have not seen any of the trailers, but I've seen the teaser, and it looks like it's gonna, you know, that'll be like a fun way to experience it.
Yeah.
The movie. So yeah, we have tickets on the 19th.
Well, you pedestrian. No, I'm kidding. I actually don't even know when I'm gonna see it. So people know that I'm a film critic now.
Yeah.
I'm a film critic now.
Oh, yes.
And everyone's asking me,
yeah,
oh, so you're seeing Star Wars before everybody else. I'm like, I don't know. I actually don't know. Maybe. But to me, it doesn't really matter. Because it'll be in theaters probably for like 100,000 years. Yeah. I'm just like, not, this is my projection. A gazillion dollar box office. 100,000 years. Now, I might be off.
I hope it outdoes everything.
Yeah.
Like the previous.
So I don't really mind seeing it like a week after everyone else.
Hmm.
But what I'm worried about is if it sucks.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, 50 reasons why Star Wars The Force Awakens sucks. Then I'm going to go in there with a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, that's why, one of the reasons why I want to see it fast. I mean, I can't see it on the 18th. I'll see it on the 19th. And on the 18th, I am going complete media blockout. I can't go on Facebook. I can't look at any, if my phone rings and says, like, you have a post on Facebook, I can't check it. You know, I can't even look at what the post says. Like, it always shows a little sample of somebody saying something. I can't look at that. Like, I can't go on Twitter.
Why
I can't...
Star Wars The Force Awakens made me vomit in my own shoes.
Yeah. I have to go on.
You're seeing it in Japan on the 19th.
Yep.
Which will still be the 18th.
Yep.
In the U.S.
Yeah. Although it actually, I think it starts in Japan, like, I think they're going, like, by Greenwich time.
Like, yeah.
That time zone, like, that's the official, it's the 18th. So there, I think, their first showing is, like, on the 18th in Japan, which is the 17th in the U.S., but at, like, 6 p.m. or 6:30 or something like that, where, like, the time, at the specific, yeah.
And, like, so, they're having midnight screenings in the U.S.,
yeah,
which are technically midnight the 17th into the morning of the 18th. So it'll be off by 6 hours. But still, people will be seeing it in Japan before the U.S.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, although I think there's some sort of thing, like, if you can fly to France or Paris. Actually, I don't know how that's going now, but there was something where you could fly to Paris and, like, see it 2 days early.
Huh.
Like, on the 15th or something like that. Yeah, I think Jeff mentioned it on a Rage Slick podcast once.
Ah.
And I don't, you know, considering what's happened in France since that podcast, I don't know.
Well,
but
could be. Paris can't shut down completely.
No.
The Star Wars show must go on.
Yeah.
So. What are your expectations?
I'm trying to have none. I honestly am trying to have zero, because it can go either way. Like, I've seen it, like, I've already seen enough, like, intentional or not, that I already have, like, it's gonna look spectacular. I can tell the action scenes are gonna be amazing. The biggest question is the story, and pretty much none of that has gotten out.
Oh, yeah.
But there've already been, like, theories and stuff like that, and there's been a fairly big one, that a potential theory about who, the bad guy is. Who Kylo Ren, the guy with the three-bladed lightsaber, who he is.
Isn't the theory that it's Luke?
That's the theory.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, like, I don't mind if that's the case. Like, I don't mind if that's the big twist.
Mm-hmm.
What I do mind is that if it's, like, it's, I don't know how to say this, I would be disappointed if that's the twist.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool, but at the same time, I don't want it to be something I can guess.
Well, because they already did that reveal type thing in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
That, like, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
Yeah.
I'm your father.
Yeah.
Like, that was the big reveal. And they already did it. So they already did it. Like, having him, like, that Sith guy just be like, well, let me take my mask off. Oh my god, it's Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
That would be cheap.
And, like I said, like, I can guess that. I don't want it to be, I want it to be something, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
Jar Jar Binks.
I don't want it to be, I can kind of, yeah, that would be something I cannot see coming, and that's a bad thing.
There's a guy who made a really case for Jar Jar Binks being the Sith Lord. I wish I could remember the name of it, but it's hilarious, yet eye-opening, and kind of freaky, because the pieces that he puts together will make you believe that Jar Jar Binks basically put together the Empire. He groomed Palpatine to be the Emperor. And he's just the puppet master of it all.
And he made the vote that gave Palpatine his power. Yeah.
Yep.
But one of my friends has a different theory about the new Force Awakens.
Yeah.
What the twist is, because let's face it, there's going to be a twist. Like they're hinting at some kind of twist being in that movie. And my friend's theory, he hasn't told me what the theory is, but he's giving me hints in that direction. Do you want to hear what those hints are?
Is it a twist of lime?
No.
No? Well, no. Sure, tell me.
The twist is based on the fact that the new characters, I forget their names, there's the black guy, there's the black guy and the white girl.
Why can't it be the white girl and the black guy?
The white girl.
I don't know why I made it worse.
But the fact that they have not released their last names.
Oh, you think that the girl they might, is?
They might be potentially related to important figures. They're like, because their last name, their names are only announced by their first names.
Right.
In everything that, in all the publicity material.
And everybody knows that people in the Star Wars universe have like three names.
Yeah.
It's like, what is the thing for finding your Star Wars name?
Oh god. What was that thing?
I'm gonna look it up. Determining your Star Wars name. Okay, take the first three letters of your last name.
Yep.
Add to that the first two letters of your first name.
Yep.
That's your first name.
Yep.
take the first two letters of your mother's maiden name,
yep.
add the first three letters of the name of the town in which you were born. Now tell me your social security number and your credit card number.
Oh, God. There was another thing where, like, what your Sith name is like your first name backwards, is your Darth something. And
I'm
there was
Harris.
Somebody on Facebook who's like, there's a person on Facebook whose name is Suna, who's like, I don't want to play this game anymore. Darth Anus. But anyways,
Darth Anus. That's like the laziest Star Wars porno name ever. Like, my lord. Lord Anus.
I'm reminded of that cartoon where it's like, I'm a piece of broccoli. I look like a brain. The different foods that look like different stuff, and that's a mushroom saying, I'm a mushroom and I don't want to play this game anymore.
What was that?
Oh, there's some cartoon with that.
The theory is that, like, Rey
mm-hmm.
might be a Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Skywalker.
Yeah.
There's also
a possibility, like, very far-fetched, but what about a Kenobi? Or... Huh. That's the thing, like...
Obi-Wan Kenobi was celibate. Like,
that's... But do we know that?
You can tell.
That's the thing.
By the way he dresses.
Because there's 16 years between Revenge of the Sith and New Hope.
No.
Was 60, how old was Luke?
Did you say 60 or 16?
16.
Oh, I thought you said 60. I was No. Luke is not 60.
No. Like 16 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, it's 18 years because Luke is 18.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't sure his age at the time, though.
So he's, in A New Hope, he's supposed to be, like, in his 50s.
Yeah.
But there aren't that many ladies or gentlemen
in
the Tatooine Desert, unless he's fucking sand people.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, I don't think you can mate a human with a sand person. I think the DNA is wrong.
Mm.
It doesn't line up.
True.
I mean, I've tried. Not myself personally involved, but as a dare, a bet, if you will. But it was a sand person and a Wookiee. And let's just say there was a lot of hooting and hollering and growling.
But talking about Japan, because as we want to do, because Star Wars, it does have its fan base in Japan, fairly strong, but it's not as widespread, I would say.
The fan base is strong with this one.
Yeah, but, with Star Wars in general, yes. But, I mean, it's generally seen, it's a boys' movie in Japan. And Japan is, as we both have experienced, Japan is still very, very sexist and behind the times. But Star Wars is viewed as a boy's hobby, for one thing. But also, it's also seen as a geek property.
Yeah.
And not only is it a geek property, like, it's not only in the otaku realm, but it's also a Western, which makes it even more niche. So while it does have its fan base, it's not as prevalent, it's not as widely accepted as it is in the West.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's still probably the most commonly seen Western film in Japan. Maybe other than Back to the Future.
Or Titanic or Avatar, but I could see that. But also, one thing that this recent, the new Star Wars thing, the new Star Wars offers is that, because Disney's behind it. And Disney, as we both know, is extremely prevalent in Japan.
Yes.
And also, Disney is also seen as, like, it's seen as a thing girls like. It's like, by default.
Right.
Would you agree that, like, in Japan, it's like generally accepted?
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of stuff for men have Mickey Mouse on it.
Yeah,
but well, I think the whole like being obsessed with Disney is a very female thing in Japan.
Yeah,
in the U.S. too.
But also, but I think it's. I mean, would you agree? It's much more expected.
Yeah.
In Japan, like if you're like you're a female by default, you're supposed to love Disney.
Yeah. That's, fuck that well, shit.
But like, what I'm getting at is that this might open, like, because Disney now owns Star Wars, this might open the door for more fandom to get it more widely accepted in Japan.
So, yeah, and I think that works.
Yeah.
Around the world, because Disney's shtick, I think, is boys and girls, trying to attract boys and girls. So, I mean, with different properties, to be fair, but I think they're grooming Star Wars to be the universal thing that everybody can enjoy.
Which it should be, in my opinion.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've known probably just as many female Star Wars fans as I've known male Star Wars fans. Especially people who watched it when they were a kid. It's like, I definitely watched Star Wars as a kid and didn't see it as gendered. Whereas something like My Little Pony, I would watch, and even as a little kid, I was like, my brothers don't like this.
Mm.
Or like, my brothers loved Transformers, and I was like, I know this is for boys.
Yeah.
But Star Wars, I was like, there's a princess, so there's the girl. Yeah. There's a cowboy, Han Solo, and there's a hero. So, like, two out of the three heroes are male. One of them's female. That's, at the time, that was pretty good odds.
Yeah.
It's like, that was good enough for me.
One out of three is better than, let's say, one out of seven, ten, or,
But, yeah, the Avengers.
Yep.
Or,
Star Wars is definitely much more inclusive, and I mean, Disney, they put their name on everything. Like, there's, like, if it's a property, it's like, it's a cool property, but you know it's Disney also, like.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to Disney, so hopefully this will give more traction to Star Wars in Japan.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, already, like, when Disney announced that they had bought out Star Wars, I went to Tokyo Disneyland, like, maybe a month or two after that happened, and the gift shop was full of Star Wars merchandise.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that, because Disney did good things with Marvel.
Yeah.
Disney has Pixar. Pixar does good things.
Yep.
I mean, even stuff like Frozen. Yeah. Those are good things.
Yeah.
Disney's doing good. And Disney's a very progressive company.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, their corporate. So, you know what? I'm all for Disney.
They're still the evil empire, but they do good things.
They're the benevolent empire.
They're multifaceted.
Yeah. So. Disney has their hands in many different things. They own ESPN.
They do?
Yep.
I did not realize that. Wow.
Yeah.
God, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They own this microphone that I'm using to talk to you.
they own
7 out of 10 of my fingers.
And they own my soul, and
Well, no. Crowley owns my soul.
Ah.
My king. It all comes back.
Back to Jar Jar.
Comes back. Oh, since we last talked, I, of course, ran into Jared Padalecki.
I saw that.
That was probably the highlight of my life, let's be frank.
Yeah. You've probably mentioned this on a different podcast, maybe not.
I've mentioned it on one of us podcasts before, but yeah, I love talking about it.
Yeah, if you want to go through the whole story, just like how it happened.
I'm not going to go through the whole story. I just like to throw that in random conversation.
Oh.
Like, people could be like, did you hear about the mass shootings? I'd be like, yeah, it's horrible, but I ran a Jared Padalecki, so the world is okay.
Yeah. Did you get his phone number? Or?
I got more than that. I don't know what that implies.
Oh, no.
Actually, no, he asked me for my number, and I was like,
really?
I don't have a cell phone.
Oh!
And then it started ringing. Oh. And he's like, what's that? I was like, you should go.
Oh.
Every time I tell the story, it gets more and more different.
Shit, I'd give Jared Padalecki my phone number. But,
I'd give him everybody's phone number.
What else have you been doing recently?
Well, I have been doing a lot of movie reviews,
mm-hmm.
which has been great. Doing a lot of Rage Select,
which has been great. What is it like getting movies before they come out in Japan?
Oh, you know, it's funny because the whole time I was in Japan,
yeah.
I would see like maybe 3 or 4 movies a year.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm seeing at least a movie a week.
Wow.
And I see some stinkers,
yeah.
but it's great. It's great being able to see movies that I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, before they're old news in Japan. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, before the social media has already been saturated with stuff yeah. that happens. Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, talking to friends in the U.S. about it. Like, yep. So what did you think of the Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah. Is it worth going to see? It's coming out in theaters, yeah.
Yeah, it's finally coming out, like 20 years later.
Oh,
or
God.
More. I felt really bad for you guys having to wait for Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, God.
Well, did you see that?
I saw it in theaters 3 times.
Good.
So, yeah, it was definitely worth it. Yep.
I mean, mediocre.
Wait, how many times? No, 3, yeah, 3 times in the theaters. I own the Blu-ray. Yeah, it was, I think that's, like, everybody's smash hit for 2015. Although Star Wars we're still waiting on Star Wars, but.
Yeah.
At the moment, I think at the moment it might be my number one.
Same. The thing with Mad Max Fury Road is that nobody expected it to be what it
that's
was.
The thing, yeah.
And then it came out and, like, I saw that with Brian. And Brian was, like, crying. He was so happy.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
such a good film. And I doubt Star Wars can surpass it.
Yeah. Well, that's mainly because we were expecting Star Wars to at least be good.
Yeah.
If not great. With Mad Max, we were just not expecting. We were like, is this going to be okay? From mm-hmm. the director who brought you Happy Feet. Is this, like...
Hey, don't shit on Happy Feet.
But no, it's just like, you know, is he still got his game? Yeah, like, you know, the stuff we see, it's like a lot of sand, a lot of driving. It sounds, you've got the Mad Max name.
Yep. Grumbling Tom Hardy.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know. Is it, and we, like, it was, like, I didn't think it would be bad. I just didn't know what to think at all.
Yeah, because the trailers basically showed that first chase leading yeah. up to the sandstorm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
We didn't know anything about the brides. We didn't yeah. know... We didn't know anything about anything. Yeah. We didn't know about Immortan Joe and his... what are they called? The boys?
the War Boys.
Yeah.
Like, his whole thing. And just like, I mean, you saw like what? Beautiful
yeah.
imagery. But we see that in all big budget movies. We saw mm-hmm. great, like, awesome looking stunts. We see that in all.
Oh, yeah.
Big blockbusters. We saw lots of explosions. We see that in all blockbusters. So it's like, there was nothing to set it, nothing really I'd seen seemed to set it apart. And I think that worked in its favor.
Yeah. I think going in there basically blind.
Yeah.
Was, I mean, it's a great movie. If I had high expectations for it, they were certainly met. But having no expectations for it made it yeah. all the better.
Which is...
I saw it for the premiere. So it was like a couple
Ooh.
Days before it came out.
Ooh.
And then I saw it again
yeah.
in the Bullock Center in Austin,
mm-hmm.
which is the like true IMAX, where it's like floor to ceiling
oh, wow.
screen,
yeah.
like basically surround screen. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Like, I saw it with Kat, actually, and
uh-huh.
at one point, I think she was hyperventilating because it was so intense.
yeah. Oh god. Yeah, I mean, like, I've been talking up the 4DX in Japan, but, like, they brought it back. Like, after they'd finished the run, like, they brought it back to 4DX because uh-huh. so many people wanted to see it in 4DX.
Wow. So yeah. was it a big hit over there?
Oh, yeah.
That's good to hear. I'm glad.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is, I mean, but actually, but sorry to sort of derail the conversation again,
yeah.
but like speaking of Brian Salisbury, the other day, this is totally going off in a different direction, but like I went to, Odaiba.
Uh huh.
It's a place in Japan. It's a Bay Area in Japan. And one of the things they have a lot of malls, and they have Joy Police, which is a huge arcade slash amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they have there is they have a Legoland, which you're not allowed to go inside Legoland without children.
Which is why I never went.
Yeah, but a few days every year they will allow just adults.
Really?
Yeah. And this past Saturday was one of those days. And, like, you need to get tickets beforehand, but I've got tickets and I went. So, because I love Legos, I actually got the new latest Doctor Who Lego set. And I went there, checked it out. It was awesome. It was obviously it's aimed for children.
Yeah.
But even so, like, if you love Lego, it is amazing. Like, they have a diorama in there, like a miniature of Japan, like all major, like, they have a little cross section of the Shibuya crosswalk. They've got, like, the Tokyo Tower. They've
yeah.
got the Sky Tree. They've got all these different landmarks built in Lego, like this entire huge city. And it's completely blown away.
That's awesome.
But, it's definitely worth going to if you get a chance to. But one of the things where we were there, I was the one there with my girlfriend, but we also checking out some of the malls in Odaiba, and we found a mall which there was a store in one of the malls, which I guess you could say it sells 80s stuff.
Yeah.
Because it had a lot of like Western old weird stuff, and they had a lot of stuff from like authentic signed Michael Jackson stuff, like
what?
A lot of his yeah
really
like his like. Records with
for sale,
you know, yeah. Like
how much?
These, we're talking thousands.
Yeah,
but like, yeah. I mean, authentic signed Michael Jackson stuff, like photographs, stuff like that. But one of the things I found there, to go back to Brian Salisbury, was uh-huh. they had cards for old movies. Like movies would come out, like they'd have like trading cards.
Yeah,
like baseball cards. Like they, you know, pack of 12 cards in a little package. With a stick of gum in them sometimes. And they had stuff like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie.
Oh
like
my
the
god.
The first one. They had stuff for like
god.
Terminator 2. They had stuff for like Rocky 4. So I was just like, oh wow. So I posted this on Facebook. I was just like, you know, Brian, you probably want some of this. And he's like, fuck yes.
So you're going to buy it, and then you're going to bring it when you come visit us in Austin.
I already bought and sent some to Brian. Today, actually.
Go back and buy more and hand deliver it to him when you come visit in whenever.
Sounds like an idea, because one thing I did mention is that some of them come with, like, you know, 6 to 12 cards, and mm-hmm. stick a gum in them. They still had the gum in them.
Ooh, I bet that gum is delicious and chewy, not hard as a rock.
They're, like, the stuff actually has, like, posts on, like, the stuff they're selling has been, like, do not eat the gum. This stuff is from over 20 years ago. Do not eat the gum. Holy shit, 30 years ago.
And then you're going to transform into a mutant ninja turtle. But you'll never be a teenager again.
Oh, God. But, so yeah, that was one of the funny things I found there. And, like, yeah, Brian was kind of losing his shit when I was messaging him. So.
That's fun. Yeah. But you should still come visit us.
Oh, yeah, I definitely plan on doing that. But, yeah, that was one of the things I found in Odaiba, if you're ever there.
Yeah, there are a lot of, like, random shops around Tokyo that sell vintage stuff, and a lot of, like, Western stuff. There was, like, a shop in Gotanda, mm-hmm. where I used to live, that had random 80s and 90s stuff.
Yeah.
It was... okay. In Gotanda... Mm-hmm. There is a mall.
Yep.
If you can call it that. It's mm-hmm. more like a nightmare warehouse. It was obviously built in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And was intended to be a shopping center. But half of it's empty. And the other half is like kind of weird, random, creepy stores and shitty restaurants.
Uh-huh.
But, like, they opened a Uniqlo there, like, a year ago. About a year ago. It was mm-hmm. right before I left.
Uniqlo is... Do they have that in the West?
Yeah. Okay. There's a Uniqlo in New York. I know that. Oh. And there's one in my, the mall in my hometown as well.
Okay. So, if people don't know, it's a large clothing chain.
Yeah. It's basically, like... Kind of like Old Navy, but a little better.
Yeah.
So, this mall, I don't know, I think one day I was taking a walk, and I saw this building, and I saw people. Oh, so there's a bus from Gotanda Station to this mall. Mm-hmm. The walk from Gotanda Station is about 10 minutes. But there's a bus that the only route is Gotanda Station to this mall. And it's so weird. So random.
Okay.
And, like, they had the store there that had, like, just random crap from the 90s. Like, t-shirts mm-hmm. with, like, Vanilla Ice on it. Mm-hmm. Like, the Tick action figures. It was so weird. I couldn't describe it. I couldn't explain it. And I would go there once in a while just to look. And nobody ever bought anything. That's probably why they closed down. Oh. But
yeah,
that was... If you're ever in Gotanda, go to the TOC Mall. I think that's what it's called.
Mm.
I'll have to look it up. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
TOC building. Gotanda.
Mm.
Oh, and, like, the lighting is kind of dim in that mall as well. And, like...
kind of a, Dawn of the Dead sort of mall?
Yes, exactly. And, like, the walls, the floors are all beige. There's no color. It's so fucking weird.
Well.
But now they have a Uniqlo.
Okay.
They're trying.
Oh,
Japan. Your economy.
this. We've been going on for nearly an hour now.
Yep.
Is there anything you'd like to mention before we cut this one off?
It's kind of funny, like, I feel like my Japan life was another life. But it's good to catch up with you, Toshi.
Yes.
I must say, we should do this more often.
We should. Although, Kat is also leaving. Tony's already left Japan.
Yeah.
My friend Jeff, not the Jeff from Rage, like different Jeff, but I had him as a guest on, has also left Japan.
Oh.
I'm kind of running out of co-hosts.
Oh, shit. So if there's anyone out there who fancies themselves a podcaster,
lives in
Japan, please help, Toshi.
Because if I don't find someone for the next recording, this might be my last.
Started with us, and it's going to end with us. I will sink my own ship.
I don't know, I might cut this part, but I might ask you to come back again for the next recording.
Okay.
Depending, but... Yes, that would probably be after Star Wars is out, so we could probably geek about that.
Oh, yeah. I'll spoil it all. I'll be like, it was shit.
Oh, God.
Shit.
Don't see that, it's not one. But but anyways, this has been the Wayward Podcast. Don't know what we're going to do for the music. Again, I'm going to choose something at random. But I'm Toshi.
I'm Sarah.
And we'll catch you next time.
そしていつでもそこへ